بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In this lesson, which is the third lesson in explaining Aqidatul Raziyaini, the text or the treatise, which is very concise and it explains the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, which was mentioned by Abu Hatim al-Razi and Abu Zur'a al-Razi rahimahumullah, and both of them are from the Imams of Al-Hadith and Al-Tafsir. In the previous lesson, we read through the whole matan, the whole treatise, we read through it quickly. And in this lesson, we're going to come to the first point. And the first point is regarding Al-Iman and the definition of Iman according to Ahlul Sunnah, and also mention of the various deviations or the different sects with regards to Al-Iman. Qala Abu al-Qasim al-Lalakai, Abu al-Qasim al-Lalakai, he said, and as I mentioned, al-Lalakai, he was from the scholars who died 416 Hijri, and he narrates this treatise in his book. He says, Akhbarana Muhammad ibn al-Muzaffar al-Muqri. He said, Muhammad ibn al-Muzaffar al-Muqri, he informed us, i.e. this is his teacher or his sheikh. Qal haddathana al-Husayn ibn Muhammad ibn Hubaysh al-Muqri. And he said that al-Husayn ibn Muhammad ibn Hubaysh al-Muqri, he informed us, or he narrated to us. قال حدثنا أبو محمد عبد الرحمن ابن أبي حاتم أنه قال that Abu Muhammad عبد الرحمن the son of the Imam Abu Hatim, he said سألت أبي وأبا زرعة, I asked my father, meaning الإمام أبو حاتم, and I also asked Abu زرعة رحمهم الله عن مذاهب أهل السنة في أصول الدين, regarding the مذاهب of أهل السنة when it comes to أصول الدين. Firstly, notice, who is Abu Muhammad Abdul Rahman, who is he asking? When it came to an issue of Aqidah, was he asking the lay person on the street? No, he was asking the Imams of knowledge. And this shows us that knowledge is taken from its people. So when it comes to taking Aqidah, when it comes to learning Aqidah, when it comes to asking questions, then we don't go to every lay person in the street, or every person who has now become famous, or every person who can speak Arabic. But like Abu Muhammad Abdul Rahman did, he asked his father and he asked Abu Zur'a, who both at that time were Imams of the religion at that time. And he asked them regarding madhahib ahli sunnah fi usuluddin. And the word here, madhahib, it doesn't refer to the schools of thought. When we say the madhab of al-Imam Abu Hanifa and the Shafi'i madhab and so on and so forth, here the meaning of madhahib is al-aqidah, meaning what is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah when it comes to usuluddin, when it comes to the main points of belief, the main tenets and pillars of this religion. Then what is the madhahib, meaning what is the belief or what are the beliefs of Ahlul Sunnah? أي ما ذهبوا إليه من العقائد وما أدرك عليه العلماء في جميع الأمصار, and also what they learnt from the scholars in the various lands. And when we say al-ulama, the scholars, Sheikh Abdulaziz al-Rajihi, whose explanation we're using, he mentions that when the word al-ulama comes like this in an absolute sense, al-ulama, it always refers to the ulama of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, or the ulama of al-taqwa, the ulama of the sharia, the ulama of the correct belief. And when we're referring to the callers of misguidance, then we say, for example, ulama as-su, the evil scholars, ulama al-batil, the scholars of falsehood, or ascribe them to a particular sect, the ulama of the rawafid, the scholars of the Rawafid, meaning within who they consider to be scholars. Otherwise, when we say al-ulama, meaning ulama ahlus sunnah, ulama bir wa taqwa. And the meaning here, when he said, what did you learn from the ulama? Meaning, what did you learn from the ulama of atba'a tabi'een? Who learned from the tabi'un? Who learned from the sahaba alayhim ridwanullah, who took from the Quran and the sunnah? And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed two revelations. The first wahi, the first revelation is that of the Quran. And then the second revelation is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the statements and the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the religious or the shari'i statements and actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is also wahi. It is also revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sahaba alayhim ridwanullah, they took their belief from these two revelations, from the Quran and the Sunnah. And then after the Prophet died, they conquered lands, they traveled, students came to them and learnt from them, who we call the tabi'un, and they taught them this aqidah. And then also the scholars and the imams of the tabi'in also traveled, and they fought, and they made jihad, and they conquered countries. And therefore those who came to them to learn, they taught them this aqidah. And like this, generation after generation, scholars after scholars, up until our time, where the scholars have come and they have taken this aqidah from generation after generation to the taba'a tabi'in, to the tabi'in, to the sahaba from the Quran and the sunnah. And this is what he is asking him. He said, tell me about the aqa'id of Ahlul Sunnah when it comes to Usuluddin, wa ma adraka alayhi al-ulama, and what you have learned from the ulama. وَمَا يَعْتَقِدَانِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, and what do you believe regarding it? Both of them, Abu Hatim and Abu Zur'a, they said, أَدْرَكْنَا الْعُلَمَا فِي جَمِيعِ الْأَمْصَارِ, that we learned from the ulama, meaning the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, from the various lands, from Hijaz and Iraq and Misr and Sham and Yemen, and this was their madhab, meaning this was their aqidah. And the first point that they mention is أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ. The first point of the aqidah of the Salaf is that iman, it is a statement and an action, and it increases and it decreases. This is a general definition of iman. Qawlun wa amal, statement and action. Yazidu wa yanqas, it goes up and it comes down. And if we want to be more specific, and this is something which you should write and memorize, the ulama, when they define al-iman, they say al-iman al-i'tiqadu bil-qalb. It is a belief of the heart. I'tiqadun bil-qalb. Wa qawlun bil-lisan. And it is a statement of the tongue. Wa amalun bil-jawarih. And it is an action upon the limbs. Yuzidu bil-ta'a. It goes up and increases according to your obedience of Allah. وَيَنْقُصُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ, and it decreases and it goes down according to your disobedience of Allah. وَهُوَ بِضْعٌ وَسَبْعُونَ شُعْبَةٌ, and it is 70 odd branches. أَعْلَاهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهِ لَلَّهِ, the highest branch of iman is saying لَا إِلَهِ لَلَّهِ. وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ, and the lowest branch of iman is removing a harmful object from the path. وَالْحَيَاء شُعْبَةٌ مِّن شُعْبِ الْإِيمَانِ, and having shyness or al-haya, this is a branch from the branches of al-Iman. This is how our ulama, they define al-Iman. To repeat once again, and as I mentioned, this is something which you should know and learn. Ideally in Arabic, and if you can't do it in Arabic, then at the least you know it in English. So what is Iman? Al-Imanu i'tiqadun bil-qalb. Iman is a belief in the heart. Number one, a belief in the heart. Wa qawlun bil lisan, and it is a statement upon the tongue. Wa amalun bil jawarih, and it is an action upon the limbs. Yuzidu bi ta'ati rahman, or yuzidu bi ta'a, it goes up according to your obedience of Allah. Wa yanqusu bil ma'siyah, and it comes down or decreases according to disobedience. وَهُوَ بِضْعٌ وَسَبْعُونَ شُعْبًا And it is 70 odd branches. The highest branch is saying, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ The lowest branch is removing a harmful object from the path. And الحياة is a branch from the branches of الإيمان. And whoever wants to learn the Arabic, then they can go back to the recording or look through the books of Aqidah by the modern day ulama like Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, and you will find this term repeated over and over again. So we said that Iman, it is three things. It is a belief, and it is a statement, and it is an action. And this is Iman according to Ahl Sunnah. However, in this treatise, they said that Iman is qawl wa amal. Iman is two things, a statement and an action. So it's as if they missed out the belief aspect. And the reality is that when the Salaf, when they say qawl wa amal, then the qawl, the statements, there's two types of statements. And also amal, actions, are two types of actions. So this qawl is classified into two statements, and amal, actions, is classified into two statements. There is qawlul qalb and qawlul lisan. There is a statement of the heart and a statement of the tongue. And there is amalul qalb and amalul jawarih. And there is an action of the heart and there is an action of the limbs. So in reality, it's exactly the same. Whether you say that iman is qawl wa amal, it is statement and action, and you're referring to the statement of the heart and the statement of the tongue, and action of the heart and action of the limbs, or you say iman is i'tiqadun wa qawlun wa amal, that iman is belief and statement and action, then it refers to the same thing. It's only a difference of categorization, and there's no actual difference in belief. So we said iman, it is qawlul qalb, it is a statement of the heart. This statement, it is at-tasdiq, al-iqrar, it is affirming, meaning in your heart you affirm. It's as if your heart speaks, or you say to yourself in your heart, I believe in Allah, I believe in His Messenger. In your heart you say, I believe in the Rububiyyah and the Uluhiyyah of Allah, and so on and so forth. And as for qawlul lisan, as for the statement of the tongue, then it is physically saying and uttering, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And as for the action of the heart, then there are those actions like making an intention. We say you have to make an intention, meaning as if your heart has to do an action. So a niyyah is an action of the heart. And al-mahabba, love, is an action of the heart. And al-khawf, fear, is an action of the heart. So mahabba, for example, mahabba, love, it is something which occurs and happens in the heart, and this therefore encourages you to show obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then fourthly, we have amalul jawarih, the actions of the limbs, like as-salah and az-zakah and as-sawm, so on and so forth. All of this comes under al-iman. So what is iman? Iman is either a belief, an action, and a statement, or we can say it is a statement of the heart and a statement of the tongue, and an action of the heart and an action of the limbs. And then yuzidu wa yanqus, iman, it goes up and imans come down, it comes down. Now this definition, which is mentioned in the books of Aqidah over and over again, anna al-imana qawlun wa amal yuzidu wa yanqus, iman is statement and action, and it goes up and down. A person might say that this phrase isn't mentioned in the Quran and the Hadith. There isn't a single Hadith which mentions this. There isn't an ayah which mentions this. So why have you innovated this definition? And it's true that this definition and these definitions are not found word by word in the Quran or in the Hadith. However, the ulama, they mention these phrases and these definitions for two main reasons. Firstly, as a reply to the misguidance of Ahlul Bid'ah. Because Ahlul Bid'ah, they said, Al-Iman huwa at-tasdiq. They said, Iman, it is only a belief in the heart. Full stop. Statements don't come into Iman, actions don't come into Iman, Some of them said iman doesn't go or doesn't come down. And therefore Ahlus Sunnah, as a reply to the people of innovation, to clarify, they said no, rather iman it is i'tiqadun wa qawlun wa amal yazidu wa yanqus. First answer. The second answer is, although this phrase word by word isn't mentioned in a single ayah or a single hadith, however, if we gather the ayat and the hadith, we see that all of them show to us iman is belief and statement and action, and it increases and decreases. So by this definition, we haven't gone out of the evidences. All of the evidences, if we bring them together, they point towards this definition. And we will mention some of them. And there are many evidences from the Quran and the Hadith which prove this definition of iman. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, in ayah number 2-4, He said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Verily, the people of iman are. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The people who have iman, they are الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. They are those people that when Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the ayat of Allah are recited, their iman increases. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they are those who have tawakkul upon their Lord. الَّذِينَ, they are, mean the people of iman, they are الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They are those who establish the prayer and they give in charity from which we have provided them. He said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّى. Verily, they are the people of true iman. So notice from this ayah, a number of things are mentioned. Firstly, Allah said, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, that the iman goes up. So this ayah is an evidence for the increase and the decrease of al-iman. Secondly, which things did Allah mention as being part of iman? He said, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, the trembling of their heart. He said, يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَةِ, they establish the prayer. He mentioned giving in charity. He mentioned التَّوَكُّل. So we find actions of the heart trembling and having التَّوَكُّل. We find the establishing of the prayer and giving in zakah. All of this was called al-iman. So what is iman? It is belief and statements and actions. It increases and it decreases. Also, Allah said in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. He is the one, Allah, who sent down the sakina, the tranquility upon the believers, لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا عَلَى إِيمَانِهِمْ, so their iman can increase upon their iman. Again, we find in this ayah in Surah Al-Fath, ayah number 4, iman, it increases. Allah says, وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا, that the people of iman, their iman increases. Again, we find Allah establishing the fact that iman increases. Allah said in the Quran, in Surah Al-Hujurat, ayah number 15, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. That the people of iman, they are those who have iman in Allah and His Messenger, then they do not have doubt. Unlike this, many other ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about actions and calls them iman. Like also Surah Al-Baqarah, at the beginning of the second juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ, that it isn't for Allah to waste your iman. And he was talking about as-salah. In that first page of Surah Al-Baqarah, in the second juz, سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَا, the foolish people will say, what has made the people to change the qibla? And then Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ, the east and the west, all of it is for Allah. And Allah mentions those ayat, all referring to the salah. Because those ayat were ayat in which the mu'minun, they changed from facing Al-Quds to Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca. And the munafiqun and the people of disbelief, they would question, mock the believers. Look at those foolish people turning this way and turning that way. It was referring to the salah. And then Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ, that Allah will not allow your iman to be wasted, i.e. the salah. So we find many ayat which prove this. Also there are hadith. For example, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. In Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Iman is over 70 branches, meaning 73 to 79 branches. Then he mentioned three branches. He mentioned the highest branch. He said, Wa a'laha qawlu la ilaha illallah. The highest branch is saying la ilaha illallah. This is now a statement. Then he mentioned the lowest branch. Wa adnaha imatatul adha anit tariq. The lowest branch is physically doing an action of removing a harmful object from the path. This is now an action. And then he said, Wal haya shu'batun min shu'ab al iman. And also al haya. And al haya is something which occurs in the heart, which encourages to do those actions which beautify you and stay away from those actions which are deemed bad in front of people. This action of the heart, he said, this is also a branch from the branches of Al-Iman. Noticing this hadith in Sahih Bukhari and also word in Sahih Muslim, three things were mentioned. A'laha qawl, the highest branch is a statement. The lowest branch is an action. And Al-Haya, which is in the heart, is also a branch of Iman. And in these, between the highest and the lowest branch are many other branches. And a Shaykh al-Raji'i, he mentions that al-Bayhaqi, he has a book called Shu'ab al-Iman, the branches of Iman. And he followed up the various ahadith in which something was mentioned from being from Iman, and he found them to be 79 different aspects of Iman. The highest is La ilaha illallah, then you have others like as-salah and as-zakah, and the lowest is removing a harmful object from the path. And like this, there are many other ahadith, authentic hadith regarding this. Also, we have statements of the Sahaba, like Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari. They would say to their companions, Ijlis bina nu'min sa'a. Come and sit with us. Let's sit together so we can have Iman for an hour. Meaning so we can increase our Iman for an hour. And also, in that which you feel yourselves, that in Ramadan, in the days of Hajj, when you are fasting, when you're in the masjid, when you're amongst righteous people, you feel your Iman increasing. And when you are away from the masjid, you don't recite the Quran, you become very deficient or negligent in what you do and your ibadat, you feel your Iman decreasing. So again, Iman increases and it decreases. So this is the brief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah when it comes to Al-Iman. Al-Iman is i'tiqadun bil qalb, a belief in the heart. Qawlun bil lisan, a statement upon the tongue. Amalun bil jawarih, an action of the limb. Yuzidu bil ta'a, it increases in obedience to Allah. Yanqusu bil ma'asiyah, it goes down out of disobedience to Allah. Wa huwa bidun wa sab'una shu'ba, and it is 70 odd branches to the end of it. Why did these two imams, why did they mention Iman as the first point of Al-Aqidah? Because there were certain sects which appeared during that time who were deviating when it came to the definition of Al-Iman. And there are four specific groups who deviated. The first of them, or generally we give them the name Al-Murji'ah. The general name of those who deviated in the issue of Iman is Al-Murji'ah. But the Murji'ah within them, they have different levels and different definitions. So the first of them are the most extreme Murji'ah, and they are called Al-Murji'ah Al-Ghulat. Al-Murji'ah Al-Ghulah, meaning the extreme Murji'ah. And sometimes they are called Al-Murji'ah Al-Mahdha, the pure Murji'ah. And sometimes they are called Jahmiyatul Murji'ah, the Jahmiyah from amongst the Murji'ah. All of these names are given to the Murji'ah. And notice, subhanAllah, notice the justice of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. That they don't say the Murji'ah believe and then they give one belief to them. They say even amongst the Murji'ah, there are different levels of extremeness. And the most extreme of them are Ghulat al-Murji'ah, the extreme Murji'ah. In fact, Shaykh Hussam ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, he often mentions, when he talks about al-Jahmiyyah, he won't say the Jahmiyyah say, he'll say Ghulat al-Jahmiyyah say, that the extreme ones amongst the Jahmiyyah, they say.
and then those were lower than them, and those were lower than them. I was reading the other day, At-Tadmuriyya, which was a risala which Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he wrote, and he mentioned, for example, he said that the third group he was talking about, those who deviated with regards to al-asma wa sifat, he said, ghulatul jahmiya wal qaramata. The ghulat, the extreme jahmiya and the extreme qaramata. And then he said, when he mentioned the fourth group, he said, ghulatul ghulat min al-falasafa wal jahmiya. The most extreme from that extreme group, from amongst the jahmiya and the other group, the philosopher they mention. So this is the justice of Ahlul Sunnah. Even when it comes to the people of innovation, we can't take their speech out of context. And we can't generalize. So we can't say, for example, that all of this group, they have a particular belief. If we know that, in, like take the Sufiya for example. Even in our town in Nelson, not all of the Sufis, or not everybody you praise in the Brewery Masjid, do they all perform acts of major shirk and major kufr. Amongst them are those who are no doubt extreme. Like for example the Naqshbandiyya, that is an extreme group amongst them. And then there are those who are less, and there are those who are less. And from the justice of Ahlul Sunnah is that we treat every group according to that which they believe. And we don't give one general hukam on all of them. So anyway, we have Al-Murji' Al-Ghula, the extreme Murji'ah, and they said that Iman is ma'rifatul Rabb bil qalb. It is knowing the Lord, knowing Allah in the heart. Ahlul Sunnah, remember what they said, those five or six points. The Ghulat Al-Murji'ah, the extreme Murji'ah, they said that as long as you know Allah in your heart, then you are a believer. You have Iman, you are a mu'min. And therefore, what is kufr? What is disbelief? It is being ignorant about Allah in your heart. And this is the difference between Iman and al-kufr. And therefore, actions, al-a'mal, they have no place when it comes to Iman. In fact, they aren't even required. As long as you know Allah is the Lord, you are a complete believer. Regardless of whether you do actions or you do not do actions. And the Ghulat al-Murji'ah, even though they came a long time ago, somebody might say, what's the point of mentioning these names? It's important because wallahi, these doubts that they mention, even amongst the common Muslims, you find some of these doubts. So if you say to him, for example, you should be praying, you should, as-salah, as-zakah, al-hijab, say, Iman is the heart. I know that Allah is my Lord. And this is Ghulat al-Murji'ah. And this is something which is prevalent today amongst many awam. Perhaps they don't know what they are saying, and they don't know this is the aqid of Ghulat al-Murji'ah, but it is prevalent. And therefore this is something that we should be aware of. And this belief of theirs, it is false due to a number of reasons. Number one, actions are no longer needed. If a person who knows Allah in his heart, if he's the perfect believer, then what's the point of doing righteous actions? What's the point from staying away from that which is haram? Secondly, according to their definition, Iblis is also a mu'min. Because Iblis knows in himself that Allah exists and Allah is the Lord. Also, Fir'aun is a believer. Because Fir'aun, even though he disbelieved upon his tongue and he was arrogant, but in himself, he knew that Allah is the true deity. Like Allah said about them, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ. That even though they stubbornly rejected it, but inside them, they were sure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, even the Yahud, according to his definition, even they are mu'minun. Because they knew in their own scriptures and in their hearts the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah said in the Quran, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They know the Prophet like they know their own children. Abu Talib, who died upon disbelief, he's also a mu'min, according to this definition. Because Abu Talib, inside him, he knew about the truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He knew about the truthfulness of Allah and the religion of Allah. But he wouldn't say the shahada. Therefore, according to his definition, he is also a believer. He said, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدًا مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينًا. He said, I know, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ, I know in myself that the deen of Muhammad, this is the best of the religions. لولا الملامة وحذار مسبة. If it wasn't for the fear of the blame of the people and the insults of the people, وجدتني سمحا بذاك أمينا, you would find me open to this and you would find me believing in this. So he knew in his heart that which the Prophet came was the truth, but he wouldn't say it upon his tongue. If we say the aqidah of Murji'atul Ghulat, then Abu Talib was also a believer. And then we have the second group who deviated with regards to Iman, and they are called Al-Karramiyyah. And the Karramiyyah, they are followers of an individual called Muhammad ibn Karram al-Sijistani, who died 255 Hijri. And they said that Iman, it is مجرد النطق باللسان. It is merely uttering upon the tongue, آمنت بالله, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Just the mere utterance of I believe in Allah or Ashhadu la ilaha illallah, a person is a complete mu'min. Regardless of what a person has in his heart, as long as he says it upon his tongue, then he's a complete believer. And this is the iman of the munafiqun, because the munafiqun, they used to say it upon their tongues even though their hearts used to disbelieve. In fact, Allah said in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. From amongst the believers are those who say, we have believed in Allah and we have believed in the final day, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, but they are not true believers. Also the munafiqun, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. When the believers, when the munafiqun, the hypocrites, when they come to your Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they say, verily we know you are the messenger of Allah, then Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah bears witness that you are the messenger, but the munafiqun, they are liars. So this was the second group. The second group, it is the Asha'ira. The Maturidi and the Asha'ira, these are two groups who have very similar beliefs, and many of the Muslim Ummah upon this, especially the Ahnaf and the Shafi'iyah, they follow the aqidah of the Asha'ira or the Maturidiyah. The Ahnaf, the majority of them, when it comes to aqidah, they go to Al-Maturidi. They follow Al-Maturidi. They are Maturidiyah. And the Shafi'iyah, when it comes to aqidah, many of them are upon the way of the Asha'ira. A Maturidiyah goes back to a person called Abu Mansur Muhammad al-Maturidi. He died in 333 Hijri. And as for the Asha'ira, then it goes back to Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, who was initially a Mu'tazili, and then he left that and he became this Ash'ari, and then he left and he came back to the Madhab and the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, of Al-Imam Ahmad and the other Imams of the Salaf. What do the Maturidiyah and the Asha'ira say? They say that al-Iman, it is at-tasdiq bil-qalb. That Iman isn't merely knowing Allah, it is at-tasdiq. It is firmly believing and accepting Iman of Allah in the heart. So as long as you have tasdiq, as long as you attest to and you firmly believe in Allah in your heart, then you are a mu'min. And then you have the fourth group, and they are called Murji'atul Fuqaha, the Murji'a amongst the Fuqaha. And they say that Iman, it is tasdiqun bil qalb wa iqrarun bil lisan. It is believing in the heart and also saying upon the tongue. But actions are not from Iman. And Murji'atul Fuqaha, they are from Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. They are not out of Ahlus Sunnah, they are within Ahlus Sunnah. Even though they say that actions do not enter into Iman, but they still say that you have to do the actions, and if you do the actions, the wajibat you have to do and you get rewarded for them, and the haram things you have to stay away from and you are punished for doing them, and if the had the dunya punishments, the corporal punishments, if you do an action then it is established upon you. And if you do a thing which is haram and it is kufr, you leave the fold of Islam. And they went against the innovations and so on and so forth. So they differed with the majority of Ahlul Sunnah, even though we say that they are from Ahlul Sunnah, because they only went against Ahlul Sunnah in a small part. They said actions are obligatory. You have to do actions. You are rewarded for doing actions. You are punished for doing haram. But we don't say it is from iman. They said because Allah says in the Quran, "Alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat." Those people who have iman and those people who do righteous actions. Allah mentioned them separately, and therefore we also mention them separately. Even though you have to do righteous actions, you have to stay away from haram, but because Allah mentioned them separately, we say that actions are not from iman. They say the obligation upon a believer is two: wajibul iman and wajibul amal. The obligation of iman and the obligation of al-amal. And murji'atul fuqaha, they say that we don't call actions iman, but we call it taqwa, we call it birr, we call it hidayah, and so on and so forth. And the first person who came with this aqidah was from the fuqaha, somebody called Hammad ibn Abi Sulaiman. And he was from the teachers of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. So Hamad ibn Abi Sulaiman, he was the first who mentioned this aqidah. And then Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah followed him. And then the imams of the Hanafi madhab, the students of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, from the imams of Ahlul Sunnah, they also followed them. We don't say they are out of Ahlul Sunnah. They are within Ahlul Sunnah. But this statement that they mention, it is in opposition to the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Even though when it comes to the effect, it is the same. We say that you have to do actions, they say you have to do actions. We say you have to stay away from haram, they say you have to stay away from haram. They only said that we don't say actions are from iman. And even this, it is also incorrect. First of all, because it opens the door from the most severe and extreme groups. As soon as you say actions are not from iman, then you're opening the door for the Jahmiyyah and the Ghulat al-Murji and so on and so forth. Also, by saying this, you are lessening the severity on the disobedient people. So they won't do righteous action. They'll say, well, it's not from iman anyway. At least I'm completing the obligation of iman and I'm only deficient in the obligation of actions. We say no. You are deficient in the obligation of iman because actions are from al-iman. And then there is two more issues we finish with. And the first issue is al-istithna fil iman. Meaning, is it allowed for a person to say, ana mu'minun insha'Allah. I am a believer insha'Allah. This phrase, I am a believer insha'Allah, if Allah wills, is it allowed for a person to say this? Murji'atul fuqaha, they said it isn't allowed. So this is another difference between Ahlul Sunnah and Murji'atul fuqaha, that they say it is not allowed for a person to say, I am a mu'min insha'Allah. Why? Because they say, when you say, ana mu'min insha'Allah, then this is doubt. What do you mean you are a believer insha'Allah? Are you doubting that you're a believer? Rather, you have to have firm iman. And whoever has any doubt in his iman, then he is not a believer. Because what is iman? They said, tasdeequn bil qalb wa iqrarun bil lisan. Iman is tasdeeq. It is a firm testification with yaqeen of that regarding Allah. And it is mentioning it upon the tongue. So when you say, ana mu'min, I am a mu'min, insha'Allah, you're doubting your iman. As for Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they say it depends. There's further details when it comes to the issue of al-istithna. When you say, ana mu'min insha'Allah, if you mean by this shak, that you're doubting your iman, then it is not allowed. But if you're saying, I am a mu'min insha'Allah, from the angle of that iman has many branches, and iman has many actions, and I don't want to praise myself, and I'm asking Allah to make me firm upon iman, then it is okay for a person to say, ana mu'minun insha'Allah. So with murji'atul fuqaha, it's not allowed because this is shak, this is doubt. With Ahlul Sunnah, there's two types. If you're saying it out of shak, like a person says, I might go to Manchester insha'Allah. You're doubting, I might go, I might not go. This is not allowed. Because iman has to be jazim, it has to be firm and certain. But if you mean by it that I am a mu'min and I ask Allah to make me firm insha'Allah, then it is allowed. And for example, Allah said in the Quran,
لَتَدْخُلَنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ. He said, verily, you will enter into al-Masjid al-Haram in a state of peace, insha'Allah. Even though it was an action which was guaranteed and promised, there's no doubt in it, but Allah still mentioned insha'Allah. Also, for example, a person, he's seeking blessings through mentioning the name of Allah. When he mentions his iman, then there's no problem with this. Finally, the opposite of al-iman, it is al-kufr. So if we say that iman occurs in the heart and upon the tongue and upon the limbs via actions, then we say kufr, disbelief, also occurs in the heart and upon the tongue and upon the limbs when it comes to actions. Of course, the murji'a, the various levels, they cannot say this. So even the murji'atul fuqaha, who the less extreme from them, they say that kufr, it only occurs in the heart. And of course, the ghulat, the most extreme upon them, amongst them, they said that kufr, it is being ignorant of Allah in your heart. But Ahlul Sunnah say, if we say iman is i'tiqadun wa qawlun wa amal, then also kufr, disbelief, is also i'tiqad wa qawlun wa amal. Meaning, kufr is i'tiqad, if a person disbelieves in rububiyyah of Allah, disbelieves in uluhiyyah of Allah, if he believes in his heart that somebody else has ilmul ghaib, this is kufr, kufr of the heart. It is kufr upon the tongue, if a person insults Allah, mocks the religion, it is kufr of the tongue. It is kufr of the actions, if a person makes tawaf around a grave. If a person prostrates in front of an idol, it is kufr upon the limbs. It doesn't matter what the heart is, we don't look at the heart. The action in of itself, it is kufr. Of course, we're not talking about a person who doesn't have aqal, or person is forced, that's a different situation. The murji'atul fuqaha, they say that even if a person makes sujood to an idol, they say, هَذَا دَلِيلٌ عَلَى الْكُفَرُ وَلَيْسَ بِالْكُفَرُ. They say this is an indicator towards kufr, but it isn't kufr until we ask him, in your heart, are you making sujood because of XYZ? Ahlul Sunnah say no. The mere action of sujood in front of an idol or making tawaf around a qabr, it is kufr. They say no, this is just an indicator towards kufr, but it isn't kufr. Until we know what is in the heart, then we cannot say it is a kufr. And then finally, there's a term which is mentioned sometimes. It has been mentioned by one or two of the ulama. They say that actions are shartul kamal lil iman. Actions are a condition of perfection of iman. Anyway, these types of terms, shartul kamal or shartul siha, a condition of validity and a condition of perfection, these are terms that we should not use, because a condition, a shart, it is outside of something. For example, we say wudu shartu salah. Wudu is a condition of the salah, meaning you have to do it before you pray. It is done outside of the prayer. So as soon as you say amal, that actions are shartu siha, shartu kamal, then already you have taken it out of the fold, out of the definition of al-iman. These are terms which are mentioned recently. They have been mentioned in some of the books, even by one or two of the ulama and the mashaykh. However, it is an error, and therefore we don't need to mention this. We simply say iman is i'tiqadun wa qawlun wa qalb, yazidu wa yanqus. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.